October 22 occupies a prominent place in Kashmir's checkered history. On this day 20 years ago, more than 40 unarmed civilians were mowed down by Indian forces in South Kashmir's Bijbihara town. They were part of a protest demonstration against the siege of Kashmir's revered Hazrat Bal Shrine by Indian Army. The incident is remembered as one of the worst massacres in the history of the disputed Himalayan region, and the gruesome memories of it continues to haunt the locals till today. This year, for the first time in the last 20 years, a conference was organized in memory of the victims. Many prominent political activists, civil society members, families of the victims participated in the conference organized by Jammu Kashmir Coalition of Civil Society at Jamia Masjid Park in Bijbihara.
At that time, I was the 8th class student. I also became the victim. I got bullet injuries on my chest as well as on my both hands. I thought that the base of security force, they will not kill me. They will not fire shot at me because I am a child. But when I stood up, they started unprovoked firing on me, on my chest. And my intestines come out of my belly. And I tried to give them arrangement by my hands. But the brutal security forces, they shot bullets on my both hands.
He said many died of their wounds because the Indian forces opened fire on even those who tried to evacuate the injured.
As a journalist, I have reported it in 93 itself, and it was brutal. At least 40 persons got killed on the spot, and around 200 sustained injuries. There is a purpose in our assembling here today. We want to sharpen our memory because we believe that our memory is our greatest weapon against the occupation. And as long as we remember the martyrs, the victims, the sufferers, struggle shall sustain, and the moment we forget it, the struggle will die down.
Though a high-level inquiry was initiated into the incident, but according to the families of victims, it proved a complete eyewash.
Bijbihara massacre, which was very unprovoked and nobody has been punished, the government claimed that they hold the inquiries, right? Even the National Human Rights Commission in India, they also took the cognizance of the matter. The army claimed that they have held the, you know, their own inquiry, and they have also punished the people. But that their report was never submitted to the National Human Rights Commission. And it is very mysteriously, the National Human Rights Commission closed the case. So they completely hushed up.
Meanwhile, a complete shutdown was observed in southern town of Bijbihara to mark the 20th anniversary of the massacre. The hushed silence of this graveyard tells the horrifying story of brutality, barbarism and injustice. And the bodies resting in these graves bear witness to that. Even after 20 years, the memories are fresh and the people are in no mood to forgive or forget. Quite rightly, to invoke English poet Eliot, after such knowledge, what forgiveness? Saidli Safi, Press TV, from southern town of Bijbihara, Indian-controlled Kashmir.